News in brief, Iran is calling Israel the root cause of all crises and instabilities in the Middle East. Deputy UN representative Ghulam Hussein Dehghani says Israel continues its hegemonic policies without fear of punishment because the UN Security Council has proved itself incapable of resolving the crises. The Iranian president described Zionism and terrorism as the main threats facing the Islamic world. Hassan Rouhani also noted that Iran managed to highlight the real threats to the Muslim world during the recent meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Istanbul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says 5% of Iran's frozen assets has so far been unlocked in the wake of the nuclear deal. Kerry adds that Tehran will get around $55 billion in the long run. Iran is highly critical of the U.S. for failing to live up to its promises under the JCPOA. A state of emergency has been declared in the U.S. city of Houston, where heavy rainfall and flooding have killed at least five people. Nearly 45 centimeters of rain fell on Houston in the state of Texas on Monday alone. Also, tens of thousands of residents there were left without power. Many families of the 9/11 victims in the U.S. are criticizing President Barack Obama for opposing a congressional bill that would allow Americans to sue Saudi Arabia over the attacks. They accuse Obama of siding with Saudis due to his opposition to the measure linking Riyadh to the terrorist attacks. Iran is hosting the fifth symposium of World Federation of Neurosurgical Societies. The event brings together the world's leading scientists, researchers, and university professors from all over the world. The World Federation of Neurosurgical Societies is a scientific NGO with some 30,000 neurosurgeons as members worldwide. A huge explosion has ripped through the center of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, leaving nearly 30 people dead and hundreds more wounded. Officials say security forces surrounded the area after the blast, which was followed by heavy gunfight. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. Just last week, the militant group launched its spring fighting season.